Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a VHS rave style swing in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for that jungle and old school DNB feel where the drums feel human, dusty, and slightly unstable, but still hit hard. The big idea here is that swing in drum and bass is not just about moving notes around on the grid. It's about groove, delay, filtering, saturation, and little timing imperfections that make the rhythm feel alive. Think of it like a worn cassette tape running through a warehouse system, a little smeared, a little unpredictable, but still locked in enough to make people move. We're going to stay beginner-friendly and use stock Ableton tools only. So by the end, you'll have a two-bar jungle-style drum loop, some ghost percussion, a VHS rave effects chain, and a bass and drum relationship that leaves space for the groove to breathe. Let's start with the foundation. Open a new MIDI track and load drum rack. Keep it simple. Add a kick, snare, closed hat, open hat, one break hit or break slice if you have one, and one extra ghost percussion sound like a rim, click, or muted clap. At this stage, keep the sounds fairly dry. That matters. You always want to hear the groove clearly before you start coding it in FX. In jungle and old school DNB, the rhythm has to work first. Then the grime comes after. Program a basic pattern. Put the kick on beat 1. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Add hats in eighths or sixteenths. Then add one or two extra percussion hits so the loop has a little movement. And here's an important beginner tip. Do not fill every gap. The genre feels good because of what it leaves out as much as what it puts in. That space is part of the bounce. Now let's bring in the swing. Open Ableton's groove pool and try a subtle swing groove from the stock library. Don't go crazy. Start around 15 to 25% swing, timing around 55 to 58%, and keep random very low, maybe 0 to 5%. You can also add a tiny bit of velocity varination, just enough to make it breathe. A really useful move here is to apply the groove mostly to the hats and percussion, not the kick and snare. That way your backbone stays solid and the top end gets that VHS wobble. If you're using a chopped break, keep the main snare hits pretty steady and let the smaller details move around them. That contrast is a huge part of the jungle feel. The strong hits anchor the rhythm and the smaller notes lean against them. That's where the energy comes from. Now we're going to make it feel even more worn and human by adding ghost notes. Duplicate your percussion lane and place some tiny ghost hits between the main hits. These can be rim shots, little clicks, short metallic sounds, anything short and textured. Keep them low in the mix. These are not the stars of the show. They're the dust in the air. Try placing some of these hits just before the snare, just after the snare, or slightly off the grid. A little late gives you drag. A little early gives you push. In Ableton Live 12, you can zoom in and nudge notes manually, and that tiny movement can make a huge difference. A good starting point is to place ghost hits about 10 to 20 milliseconds late, and maybe shift some hats 5 to 15 milliseconds early. Keep the main snare mostly straight. You want instability, not chaos. This is where the VHS rave character starts showing up. Tape wobble is not random drunkenness. It's subtle instability. The groove should feel like it's being pulled slightly through an old deck, not like it's falling apart. Next, let's shape the color with filtering. Add auto filter to your drum group, or use it on a duplicate percussion return if you want to keep the main drums more open. Start with a low pass filter. Set the cutoff somewhere around 7 to 12 kHz for the top percussion and add just a little resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. Now automate that cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. For an intro, close it down so the drums feel farther away. As you approach the drop, open it up. In a switch up, dip it slightly to make the whole loop feel like it's fading through a worn tape moment. You can also add echo on a send or return. Keep the time around 1/8 or 1/8 dotted and keep the feedback modest, maybe 15 to 30%. Filter the repeats so they don't clutter the snare. In this style, delay should feel like a rhythmic texture, not a giant wash. That filter delay and fading top end are a big part of the VHS rave vibe. They make the drums feel old, atmospheric, and slightly smeared, without losing the punch. Now let's add some saturation and glue. Put saturator after drum rack or on the drum bus. Start with a light drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then adjust the output so the level stays controlled. We're after character, not distortion chaos. If the drums feel a bit too sharp, try drum bus after saturator. Use a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and be careful with the boom. You probably don't need much. If the hats are poking out too hard, you can also soften them with a bit of filtering or EQ. For a slightly more worn texture, you can use Redux Slightly on a duplicate percussion layer. Keep it subtle. This is not about making everything sound crushed. It's about adding that tiny grain that reminds your ear of old sample tapes and battered rave recordings. Now let's make sure the bass gives the swing room to work. Bring in a simple bassline. A sub and Reese combo works great, but keep it simple. In old school jungle and rollers, the bass often works best when it answers the drums instead of talking over them all the time. Try a bassline that leaves a gap before the snare, or one that responds after the snare. Don't let long bass notes cover up your ghost hits and break edits. The groove gets clearer when the bass knows when to step back. Use utility on the sub layer and turn mono on. Keep the low end centered and clean. If the Reese or mid bass is fighting the drums, use EQA to clean up mud around 150 to 300 HE. Keep the real low end focused below 100 HE and trim any harshness around 2 to 5 KHC if needed. This is a huge D&B lesson right here. The bass should respect the drum pocket. When the bass leaves room, the swung rhythm reads better. The drums chatter, the bass answers, and the whole thing feels more intentional. Now we move from loop to arrangement. A good way to make this feel like a track is to use the FX as part of the phrasing. For an intro, start with filtered drums and some soft ambience. In the build, open the filter and maybe increase the ghost notes. In the drop, let the full groove hit. Then for a switch up, strip the kick for one bar and let the hats, snare, and delay tails carry the tension. That one bar gap can be huge. A little emptiness before the drop makes the drop feel much bigger. You can also automate saturator drive a bit in the build, or let echo feedback rise briefly before a section change. And if you have a crash or noise hit, a touch of reverb can help transition the scene without washing out the drums. A really classic old-school trick is transition by subtraction. Instead of adding more and more FX, take something away for a moment. Remove the kick. Thin the hats. Narrow the stereo image. That brief reduction creates anticipation. Now let's talk about mix discipline. Because even a vibey FX lesson still needs a clean low end. Check your loop in mono, or at least use utility to make sure the sub stays centered. Make sure your delays and reverbs aren't clouding the snare and kick. If the groove gets muddy, high pass the reverb return, lower the echo feedback, or reduce the wet level. If you only like the swing when it's loud, that usually means the groove itself isn't strong enough yet. A good loop should feel good at low volume too. That's a great test. Here are some common mistakes to avoid. Don't swing everything equally. Keep the kick and snare solid, and let the hats and percussion carry more of the looseness. Don't overdo the groove amount. Start subtle and increase only if the loop still feels controlled. Don't drown the kit in reverb. Use short, filtered ambience instead. Don't make the bass too busy. It needs to leave space. And don't put tape-style grit on the sub. Keep the low end clean, mono, and dependable. A few extra pro-style ideas can push this even further. Try layering a dark ambience under the drum loop, like vinyl noise or a filtered atmospheric bed. Keep it low so it feels more like the room has dust in it than like you've added an obvious effect. Try double swing contrast. Put one percussion layer slightly behind the beat and another slightly ahead. That unstable push and pull can create a really cool cassette-like feel while the kick and snare stay locked. You can also automate the filter on your delay and reverb returns, not just on the main drum group. That movement can make the whole space feel warped without changing the actual pattern. And once the groove feels good, resemble it. Record the swung drum bus to audio, then chop or rearrange parts. That's a very classic jungle workflow, and it helps you commit to the vibe instead of endlessly tweaking it. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build a two-bar loop with kick, snare, hats, and one ghost percussion sound. Apply groove pull swing only to the hats and ghost notes. Add two or three tiny timing shifts by hand. Put auto filter on the drum group and automate the cutoff over 8 bars. Add light saturator. Add echo on a send for one percussion hit. Then write a simple bassline that leaves room for the snare and ghost notes. Finally, bounce it or resample it and listen back in mono. If it feels like a worn jungle rave loop that still punches cleanly, you're doing it right. So to recap, in D&B, swing works best when the main hits stay anchored and the top percussion moves. Use groove pull, manual nudging, and ghost notes to create the VHS rave feel. Shake the color with auto filter, echo, saturator, and drum bus. Keep the sub mono and clean. And remember, the goal is not random wobble. It's controlled, old-school movement with modern clarity. Now go build that loop, and let it feel a little dusty in the best possible way.